Wild Talk Radio Network.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're so mad, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Season premiere of Monday Night Raw. It was. Titles are on the line. Title changes. Future challengers. And a man no longer has his best friend by his side. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, links to your Twitch accounts. Call Prime Gaming to support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rockstock or Lindsay before 99 shop. Press hashtag Kevin Corner. And this is a casual reminder that this Saturday, live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, it's 800 episodes of your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night. CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Sammy did have a sad. But no, this was a good show. This was a fun show. We had some twists. We had some turns, as expected, of the season premiere of Monday Night Raw.
We indeed did. It was Shinsuke Nakamura and Ricochet Falls Count Anywhere in a hell of a match. Shooting star presses in the crowd, all the stuff.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Ricochet made somebody's year. Because he, like, when he did the shooting star press off the railing in the crowd, he had to hold a fan's hand to balance himself. And the guy's like, I'm touching Ricochet.
I'm never washing this hand again. But this was a great match.
This was fantastic. They tried to kill each other.
They did.
The shooting star press off the railing was incredibly impressive.
It was.
I'm not going to lie. Like, it was like, oh, they're letting them go there. Okay.
They let them go there. Shinsuke would get the win. It's a really, really great match.
Good way to start to bring Shinsuke back. Good showing for Ricochet. I have no complaints about this whatsoever. This was a great, great match.
Speaking of great, great matches, the Intercontinental Championship was on the line when Gunther defended the title against Bronson Reed. It was competitive. It was hard hitting.
They were slapping each other around.
There was big men slapping meat.
Big, beefy men slapping meat.
Exclamation point meat in chat. Not mirror, meat. There you go. Maybe.
Mirror is something different.
There you go, meat. Two big, beefy men slapping meat. TM. Yeah. Gunther retains. This was great. I would love to see more of it.
Just turn Gunther loose, man. Just do it. Like,
they have been.
But they just continue to do it. Just like, just keep going with this, where you just have him have these really just competitive matches, because it shows how talented he really is and the people that they're putting him in the ring with, because he hasn't had a bad match.
No, not one I can think of in a long, long time. The other part of Imperium, Ludwig Kaiser took on Johnny Gargano. Another good match. Giovanni Vinci was at ringside, helped out and allowed Ludwig Kaiser to get the win. Gunther, though, was like, I saw Johnny walking. Next week when he fights Vincey, he better not. And it's up to you, Ludwig, to, you know, make sure it doesn't happen.
Yep.
One, being me, would assume that Ciampa makes sure that doesn't happen next week. Just call it a hunch.
Just a hunch?
Just a hunch. Just a hunch. I would assume that Ciampa's going to make sure it doesn't, Johnny does not end up in the hospital where he's, you know, because Ciampa's hurt right now. He was medically unable to appear tonight, so I assume he's back next week on Monday Night Raw. Took 3 hours, but The Miz ended up on hour 3 of Monday Night Raw, complaining that he's on hour number 3 and was not the one opening up the show, and then was interrupted by Nia Jax, who had an interesting evening when she got involved in the Rhea Ripley and Shayna Baszler match. She got involved. You had Zoe Stark get involved. You had Raquel get involved.
You just had everybody.
There was a lot going on in that match, which ended in no contest. Rhea really wants to take control of her division, and she was complaining to it about Adam Pearce, and well, he makes a 5-way at Crown Jewel.
Hey, I don't think they've had that yet.
They have not, and that'll be good for doing it in Saudi, and also Nia is the one squashing people. She's the only one squashing. She took everyone's best shot and still standing, according to her. So we'll see what happens. But there are more things with the women on this show, including a conversation backstage where Chelsea and Piper got into it with Tegan, the KCs, yeah, Nikki, and up just watching it all and just sort of being Nikki Cross. So Tegan, you know, was messing around with Chelsea and led to Piper and Natalya having a match with Piper getting the win. It was a 2-on-1. Tegan made the save. There's a lot of women getting involved on this show.
There were a lot of women. I think you pretty much had the entire Raw women's roster.
Yeah, because
pretty close to.
There's a couple more we're going to talk about here in a second. But the one thing I had to mention. So did you see Natalya's entrance?
The kid that just went face first into the boobs.
And then reached for them?
Yeah.
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 So, like, she leans in over across the barricade to give her glasses like Brett did to a fan. And as she leaned over, the kid just got a face full of Natty. And then he reached out and tried to...
He wasn't done.
It was something special. I'm just going to say that. He tried.
I mean, he did hug her because he was like, she was reaching over and he was just right there. So he starts to hug her. But yeah, he got a face full. And then when she pulled away, he's like, no, wait.
Kid's like 10, 11, he, you know.
He just wanted a longer hug.
That's all it was. Speaking about the rest of the women, backstage, Becky Lynch ran into Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae, and Indy's like, I still want a title shot.
We still want her to get a title shot.
Becky's like, okay, you never lost it, cool, let me go talk to Pierce. So Becky goes talks to Pierce. Before she gets there, she ran into Rhea. We had a stare down there.
Which we will all accept that match, by the way. Whenever they're ready to do it.
I believe that's...
We will accept that.
I believe, just me, it'll be right here in Philadelphia.
You think?
I think. Call me crazy.
Are you sure?
But I think it'll be here in Philly at 40. Just making a note. So she gets to Pierce, and Pierce is like, that's a great idea. We're going to have it next week. I'm going to talk to Sean. So he talks to Sean and later on made that official.
It is official.
It is official. Hashtag it is official. But as Becky was leaving, she also ran into another person. No, before that, Xia Li was like, I want title shot too. Becky's like, well, you get in line. And then she ran into another person in Jade and told her to get in line too. And Jade's like, I don't get in line. What is she talking about? She doesn't get in lines. So we got future teases there as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a great job of just teasing her.
This is exactly what you need to do with Jade. And we said this when they brought her in, that it's like, you can have her appear on TV. You can have her around backstage. You can have her interfere in matches. You can have her do brawl downs and do things that don't necessarily involve wrestling an actual match until she's comfortable and they're comfortable having her wrestle. Like, you can tease the ever-living crap out of her and get people excited to see her wrestle because you're setting up a whole bunch of potential feuds for her. And I'm not saying it's going to take a long time to, you know, get her where they want her to be. She's probably already there now. But they're just working with her and making sure that she's good to go so she has the most successful debut that she can have. They want her to be successful. They want her to basically just move forward. they, and carry the division.
They want her to be a star, and having her be teased on NXT and SmackDown and Raw and getting in the faces of Charlotte and now Becky, it's like, well, in the future, we're going to see this, and in the future, we're going to see that. So it's like, she's now being introduced slowly to the WWE universe, because, look, be honest, not everyone in watching WWE is going to know who she is right away, but if you tell everyone for 2 months, hey, she's a big deal. So when she debuts at Survivor Series or the Royal Rumble, it's a big deal that she's there. And now she's known to the company, and like, the company is treating her as a threat, as a top star.
Yeah, and that's what you need to do.
That is, in fact, what needs to happen. So Seth Rollins came to the ring and wearing some ridiculous outfit and some interesting glasses.
Look, that was his sled outfit. He had to be ready to go for later. All right. This is often how Seth dresses. Just we all accept it.
He called out Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre came out. He said, I'm not babysitting you for a couple weeks, so why are you in the ring? And Rollins said he can handle his own business and hopes McIntyre's doing the same. Or have you enlisted a little help? Meaning the Judgment Day. Because he was speaking to Rhea last week and no one saw, but he was in the back talking.
Oh, people saw because they were pointing it out.
Oh, I know, but it was, you know, a minor detail. Rollins then asked McIntyre if he cared to elaborate. He said Rhea came to him and whatever they spoke about was not Rollins' business. Rollins says the last couple of years have messed with McIntyre's head, but he said McIntyre had a lot of opportunities and had some big success along with some big failures. He said enlisting Judgment Day to help won't work for McIntyre the way he thinks it will. He says there's a slippery slope that McIntyre doesn't want to go down. McIntyre recalled then talking about beating Seth Rollins asked the last time they met for in the title match, and he said he doesn't need any help. He mentioned the bloodline, and Rollins like, we just need to move on, because the bloodline's clearly moved on from him. Told him to get over it. McIntyre said Rollins likes when the fans chant sing his theme song. He said he had a catchy song of his own that he could bring back, but he doesn't need that crutch. He talked about stepping up and when people needing and beating Brock Lesnar during the pandemic. He said he caught lightning in a bottle, but at a second time at Clash at the Castle, and the bloodline ruined it. He said he told Rollins that he'll need to think long and hard about how he'll reinvent himself for the 53rd time after he takes the title from him at Crown Jewel. Rollins says no one knows the story better than he does and what McIntyre is going through, because he spent 4 years fighting to get back to where he is right now. Rollins said McIntyre is making excuses and pointing fingers and it won't get him where he wants to go. Rollins said he would beat McIntyre at Crown Jewel and it'll be the best thing that could happen to him because he'll have no one to blame but himself. Really good promo.
This was an absolutely fantastic segment. This helped to sell the match between the two, which, not that they needed to do a lot, but adding a little heat to it is always appreciated, especially since you're doing a really slow burn on Drew's heel turn.
Yeah.
And you've been teasing the stuff with Drew in Judgment Day. It's important to have Seth call that out because he's like, hey, so about this, you've been flirting with them? What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
So I enjoyed this. I thought this was very, very good.
We had Maxine and putting Otis through some workouts with Chad Gable and Tozawa. Gable said it was for Gunther and he's going after it. He's going to be, but now they're going after the tag team titles. And then the New Day walked in and said, if anyone's talking about the tag team titles, it is them. Gable said Alpha Academy would face New Day next week to find out who has the best hips in the business. That should be a fun match.
It should be a very, very fun match.
But Monday Night Raw opened up with Sami Zayn. Zayn said he was sorry to see his team with Kevin Owens end the way it did. He said he was excited to see what Kevin Owens will do on SmackDown. And he's excited for himself because he's been struggling with the idea. Because now he can, you know, show off that he is a world champion caliber talent. He's been struggling, though, with the idea that Jey Uso's coming to Raw is the reason that Kevin Owens is now on SmackDown. He's bothered by it. He and Owens were tag team champions, and now another team, the Judgment Day, are the ones getting the shots, and, well, he's not. He said the last year of his career has been his best. He talked about the fans being the reason for it being so successful. This brought out Judgment Day. They talked about how they should be the ones kicking off Monday Night Raw and not Sami Zayn. Priest then talked about Sami being alone and then how, you know, he'd be happy to remove Drew, but Ripley is like, we'll talk about this later. Dom said that Rhea's going to be putting the entire women's division on notice. Rhea said that Baylor and Priest will bring the tag team titles back to Judgment Day. Rhea also said it's time to get rid of Sami Zayn permanently. Before they could surround the ring completely, Jey Uso came out with a chair, helped Sami clear the ring. Sami was very unsure of everything that was going on with Jey Uso. He was very conflicted, and the confliction continued on backstage as he was like, he told Jey, like, I need some space, and Jey's like, you need, let's just talk. He thanked him for having his back, but also he looked at Jey and it's like, it shouldn't have been you.
Yeah.
It should have been Kevin.
Yeah.
He wants to be happy for Jey. Zayn said Jey has the tag team titles and his friend and a friend in Cody, but he doesn't have that. Jey told Zayn that he didn't know how he felt, that he didn't know he felt that way, and then, but he used to have me. Jey's like, it is what it is, and then walked away, and then Sammy was very pissed at himself, shoved the ladder over, ran back to Jey, and it's like, forget it, I'm sorry. It's just been a tough week. He's happy for Jey, and you deserve everything. Zayn said, we're good. He offers a hand. Jey's like, yeah, we're great. And they start to hug. And that was that. Little tension, though. Sammy's getting a little frustrated.
Little tension. Sammy's having a bad week. He has a sad. He's lost his best friend. You gotta love the callback and the trust issues to all the stuff that happened with Jey. Especially now that Kevin's gone. Because yeah. That's really kind of the key, was Kevin was sort of that voice of reason for Sammy. Whereas, like, he's like, hey, look, I know you want to be a nice guy, but they're going to treat you like shit. So how about we not do that, okay? Now Kevin's on SmackDown, and Sammy's on Raw, and he's all on his own. And who's right there to help him pick up the pieces but Jey Uso? This is after Jey turned on him. You know, basically left the bloodline, lured Sammy into a false sense of security, and then just absolutely obliterated him along with the rest of the bloodline. So yeah, Sammy's got trust issues with it. You know, it's like, yeah, I'm happy for you. That's great, bud. You know, that's so cool. But yeah, you still sort of like beat me up, and maybe I'm not okay with that. I don't know. I'm still processing that. So this was a really, really, really great tease and a great callback to all of it.
It was. You had Drew McIntyre talk to Sami Zayn backstage. He appreciated the way he diffused the situation between him and Jey last week. McIntyre also said he was apprehensive about Zayn when he left the line, but he's really stepped up and become a leader. McIntyre said Jey did the opposite by expecting forgiveness immediately. Zayn told Drew that he might need to put the bloodline stuff behind him, just as Rollins said. He defended Jey and said that McIntyre is the only one who doesn't buy that he's changed. Zayn said he can relate to struggling to put the bloodline behind him. McIntyre said Zayn can't relate because he's never been a world champion. McIntyre said Zayn changes with the win and will never be a world champion if he acts the way that way. Zayn said if that McIntyre feels that way, they can have a match next week on Monday Night Raw. McIntyre says he doesn't back down from a challenge and he would see him next week on Monday Night Raw. Good stuff.
Great stuff. So many good teases tonight.
A lot of good teases tonight on Raw. Yeah. But then there's your main event, Cody and Jey taking on Finn and Damian for the tag team titles. Sammy got involved in the end, but his help was not much needed because there was another interference, this time from one Jimmy Uso.
The betrayal of Jimmy to Jey, it just continues, talking about callbacks. Jey thought he was, you know, free and clear. He thought his family wasn't going to bother him. He thought he was out of the bloodline. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Especially since, you know, Jimmy is trying to make amends and, you know, keep his place in the bloodline.
Roman told him to do something about the tag team titles. I don't know if that was it, though, because maybe I thought Roman would want the belts back in the bloodline and not with the Judgment Day. But now they're back in the Bloodline's hand, or the Judgment Day's hands. Thanks to Jimmy's interference, Cody and Jey are no longer the tag team champions. So we'll see what the fallout is, because there's a lot of confusion on SmackDown, who's the quarterback and who's not the quarterback. And Roman's the quarterback, and Jimmy's the second string, and now he's running some plays. And was that the right play?
I mean, it could be, it couldn't be. I don't think any of us saw that coming, that's for sure.
I was not expecting him to lose the titles that early. Man's never been a fan of titles, hot potato with the titles. It's like, I get that. But after the belts were on a champions for 500-something days, having the belts change hands, being unpredictable, is not the worst thing in the world.
I think we can all agree that, like, this was not going to be a long-term run for them. Like, this was just basically a stopgap. You take it off the Judgment Day, you put the Ascension and the Doubt in the Judgment Day, and then you have them get it back through nefarious means. Because Cody and Jay can always go back and be like, hey, we got screwed. We want rematch. Like, they can always say that. Or you can tell the more interesting story between Cody and Jay and Sammy, which is, I think, what's going to happen. And you go from there. Because it's like, now Jay's got to be like, fuck, I'm still dealing with the bloodline, and this is where you can begin to potentially set up something like, I don't know, war games?
Possibly.
Between Raw and SmackDown, where it's Team Cody versus Team Roman?
Wouldn't even say Raw versus SmackDown. I would say more it could be Cody and friends. You can put Kevin back there and stuff like that, and a mixture of the bloodline and Judgment Day inside war games.
You could do it.
And I think you put Damian, Finn, Solo, and Jimmy versus Jay, Cody, Sammy, and Kevin. That's your war games right there. Yep.
I think if it wasn't the season premiere of Monday Night Raw, they would have held until the pay-per-view, but because it's essentially the season premiere of Monday Night Raw, they went ahead and did it tonight.
Yeah, so it was...
Just to
it
do
was,
something impactful.
It was very impactful. It was something different. And again, titles can change hands, because Jay and... Again, it's Jay and Cody. They weren't meant to be long-term tag team champions. It was just a small stopgap in between. So, we'll see where things go.
We will see where things go.
But that was Monday Night Raw.
It was a really good show. It was very entertaining.
It was very, very entertaining. Also, go Phils. Anyway, that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I could be the Phillies' good luck charm.
No. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, another edition of The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, something to discuss. We'll figure it out. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. 800 episodes of CB Radio Live.
Holy shit, really?
Yep.
Wow.
So, that's the thing. Fortnite's up in the air, because I don't know the Philly schedule.
We might be doing it, we may not We'll figure it out. Just follow us on Twitter.
We'll figure it out. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. We'll talk about stuff. We'll be back Monday night for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat. All of our podcasts are available on Stitcher, Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. But chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button directly below the screen. You can also use credit card Rock Soccer, Lindsay Morton, the $4.99 shop, or Epic Games Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNS3D. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, where tomorrow I will be streaming. I know I slacked off, but it was a busy weekend and I was in pain. Tomorrow I will be streaming Genshin Impact. We will be rolling for Risley as the banners flip and we have the man with the bakery down there. So tune in, where there will be probably screaming and crying, and I may roll for a weapon depending on how quickly Risley comes home.
Scam.
So tune in. Huh?
Scam.
It's a scam. The weapon banner is a scam, but we'll see. I kind of really want to roll for Nouvellet's weapon, but I'm holding. I'll wait for the rerun on that. But tune in for the Risley rolls tomorrow. You can also check them out on YouTube, youtube.com/@SummerLynnsWard. I promised to put them up in a more timely fashion than I did Nouvellet's rolls. And you can also check me out on TikTok, LynnsWard0.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. A voice from the past? Tweet them. See if they'll show up. I don't know. Anyway,
maybe.
If you guys want it, you tweet them and say, hey, 800, Saturday, 11:30. Be there. See what happens. We'll see you next we'll see you Thursday night from the Rack. And right back here every Monday night, long day waves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Wild Talk Radio Network.